story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41 a.m. It was cool in Chicago. Friday, September 10, I was working the early shift at radio station WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Good to see you again. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. It's been a long time.
It has been a while, yeah. And by the way, 20 years ago on September 11, you were on the force, right?
I was, yeah. It pretty much changed my career for a long time. I went off on a tangent. After 9/11, I started teaching anti-terrorism, and we put together the Terrorism Awareness and Response Academy, which I basically put together and taught and administered it for, we taught 10,000 police officers how to recognize signs of terrorism and stuff. It was very interesting, and it was, it would have never happened if it hadn't been for 9/11. But
changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think about every time I walk into a building, and you remember, it's hard to even remember before September 11th, 2001, that you didn't have the security in the buildings that you do now with all the key cards and the just the way that the buildings are all secured now.
I always look at the front of the buildings. Now they've gotten much better at beautifying it, but there's a lot of ways for them to stop cars from driving into buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a lot better now than it did 10 years ago, but they're still there if you know how to look for them.
Mm-hmm. A reminder.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that we never forget. The Lieutenant is the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, and every Friday at this time, he reviews restaurants and keeps us up to date on food news. And we always start with the appetizer, or usually dessert, and then get to the main course. But as Mom used to say, it all goes to the same place. Anyway.
We should switch that around. I don't know why we do that.
That's all right. And you have some fudge this morning.
I do. So I was looking for something on the south side because I was having training a lot lately, it seems like. And I was down on 53rd Street. So both of these places are right around 53rd and Harper. And it is really, one of the things we don't talk about is the success stories of the things in the city. Everybody looks for what's wrong. The revitalization of 53rd Street, I mean, in the 25 years since I've been on the job, but in the last 10 years is amazing. And Kilwins, which was opened by Jackie Jackson, was one of the sort of forerunners of the 53rd Street revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kilwins, for those of you who have gone to Michigan on vacation, you'll recognize the name. It's they make fudge right there in the front window, and they have ice cream. It's a real touristy place. And Jackie fell in love with it while she was on vacation. She said when she was on vacation right after her mother passed, and she walked into it, and it was such a strong memory of her childhood that she decided to open them up here. And now she's got three, and one of them is at 5226 South Harper, in the second district down there.
Not too far from the Museum of Science and Industry.
Right, right, very close. And that whole neighborhood has just gotten so nice. I mean, it's really a lot of little shops and restaurants around there. And Kilwins it's a great place to go to get. I mean, they make the fudge. They make all the candy right there in the store. I don't think they make the ice cream. I didn't ask. But they make all the fudge right there. And she was explaining like how when they hire people, they have to make sure that they can get the license to prepare food right in the store.
Oh, really?
And they are hiring, by the way. She said they never have enough people working. So
yeah, everybody's hiring.
You got to want to have fun and make fudge and deal with people. But they're looking.
What's your favorite?
Well, okay, that's a tough choice to make, but I'll start off with, I brought you some turtle fudge. It was made right in the store yesterday.
Turtle
fudge. So it's fudge with caramel and nuts and
nice.
And so
yeah.
So I got some of that, and I got some cherry cordials. But my favorite, which I didn't bring you, was the chocolate covered Twinkies.
What?
Oh, wait,
what? What?
They actually, yeah, they have chocolate.
You just woke up Grzanich in the newsroom.
They have the chocolate covered Twinkies, which I was like, oh, that's just the best. Now, if you wrap that in some kind of dough and fry it up, it would be just perfect. Oh, but
I'll bring the milk.
So they're in Hyde Park, but they're also up north too, aren't they?
Well, there's one on Michigan Avenue, so south, like 300 South Michigan Avenue, and there's one at Navy Pier.
Okay.
And these are the ones that are owned by Jackie, who brought it first to Chicago. I think there's a couple in the north suburbs, but they're mm-hmm. not owned by the same people.
I get you.
The reason I'm also bringing this up is because I don't remember if it was you or a listener. I made a comment about how I don't like going to chain places, and I want to just mom and pop. And they said, well, you know, these chain places are actually owned by franchisees. So Jackie's story was a great story about how she used to be a teacher, and then she became a school administrator, and she gave that up in 2008 and decided to make chocolate. So, you know, her whole life's devoted to helping kids and, you know, fat guys. But
so the Kilwins at 5226 South Harper, is Jackie in that one?
Well, she works. She when I asked her, like, I was going to meet with her, I talked to her on the phone, and I said, well, where are you working around? She goes, well, I have to work wherever somebody calls us off sick because they don't have enough employees.
Of course.
So she bounces around between the three stores, and you never know where she's going to be, but you can always ask for her.
I'm going to sample the fudge here during this break.
She told me her favorite was they have gourmet caramel apples. And these are, you know, they're not like Affy Tapples. Remember, we brought that in here one mm-hmm. time. These are real gourmet with fresh-made caramel, fresh-made chocolate right there in the store. They're dipped, like, the day you buy them. So
we'll get to the main course if we have room after an information stop here. Bob Surratt, WGN. Lieutenant David Haynes has our main course now, and you did eat your way through Hyde Park, didn't you?
I did. I was down I was hanging out on 53rd Street, and I wanted to try something different, so I went to Strings Ramen Shop, where I had some ramen noodles. My daughter loves ramen noodles, so I was actually looking for a place to take her one of these days when she's speaking to me.
Another week or two, it'll really be ramen weather. I think of that as a cold weather dinner.
It is, yeah. And I went there on a really hot day, and I was there while we go to training down at South Shore High School, where the air conditioning wasn't working, but the fans kept it at a nice, cool 107 degrees in the classroom. when you're up in the middle of the day when you're used to sleeping. But anyway, I went to Strings Ramen Shop, and it's a really nice place. I love these. I don't know why these designed the 53rd Street when they revitalized all these stores. They made them all. They're all really nice. There's no. And this one, you walk in, and it's got really nice wood. It's bright. It's got nice lights. And and ramen is a little confusing to order.
Well, there are a lot of different kinds of bowls you can get.
Yeah, and you know, most of the time when you've had ramen, we've had those packages that we, you know, in college where you live on them. Or
a cup of noodles?
Yeah.
No, this is not like that.
This is not like that. And so they have like this, the menu has a sort of an explanation of some of the things, and these guys will walk you through, the waiter will walk you through what comes in the different things. And my favorite was the miso with pork belly. Mm-hmm. And they had the vegetables, they have the pork, and the only thing I could say that I didn't like is the pork was one big piece, so you had to cut it up. But
you like the shredded pork.
I like the shredded pork, but it was perfectly done, and the noodles are, like I said, this is no bag of noodles. This is really good, fresh noodles.
Strings Ramen Shop, 1453 West 53rd. And I see on your notes here, Lieutenant, that you also checked out the teriyaki beef rice bowl.
Yeah. So
that's not in a broth?
No, the broth comes on the side. The miso soup is on the side, so you can sort of mix it. But it, I didn't. And I just ate it just straight. And like, the one thing I noticed about it was the teriyaki beef. A lot of times when I go to get teriyaki beef, it tastes salty and overpowering, mm-hmm. and this place didn't. It was just right. It was the meat was done just right. They didn't overcook it. You know, I get that a lot when I go out to get, especially teriyaki beef. I don't know why, but they did it really good. And the other thing they had was they had this challenge. They have this what they call hell ramen. It's got the hell hot sauce in it,
mm-hmm.
and you have to eat the hell ramen, including the broth, within 20 minutes, and you get a $50 gift certificate. And a T-shirt, and the ramen's free.
Did you try it?
I did not. I've had stuff like that before, and I mean, I like spicy stuff, but I don't like that stuff that like makes you physically start sweating and everything else.
Yeah, I don't need that either.
If you do try it, you can get the mochi green tea, you know, soft ice rice cakes. It's really good.
Strings in Hyde Park. All right, yeah. We've got the news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have a minute though for some restaurant news. What do you got there, Lieutenant?
Well, I know you talked about it earlier. Earlier this week, but the Wiener Challenge, Vienna Beef Challenge, to visit mm-hmm. as many of the 369 participating hot dog stands. It's been going on for a month. It goes on till October 17th. But I just wanted to say, because I know Dave's not covering this like a sport like he should, Stephanie E. is leading with 245 visits to hot dog stands.
That was my lead at 7 o'clock. Come on.
Also, I know you wanted to get in a mention here about Mindy Siegel.
Yeah, Mindy Siegel is moving. She's opening a new bakery right around the corner in Wicker Park. But Mindy's, she had a famous hot chocolate stand that I used to take my kids to for years. And so Mindy Siegel, I'm sure whatever she's going to open up in the wintertime, and it's going to be great because so far everything she's done is great. So I'm a big fan of Mindy Siegel. So.
By the way, I tested out the cherry cordial from Kilwin's. Very nice.
Yeah. And did you see Check Please stopped while you were gone? You know, mm-hmm. I actually auditioned for that several years ago. If they would have hired me, they'd probably still be going strong.
They ought to start a new show with you. Thank you, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.